J.D. Talasik is the Director of Cultural Programs of the National Academy of Sciences.
The Academy has long recognized the power of the visual arts to both communicate science and preserve its history. By the time the National Academy of Sciences building was dedicated in 1924, the architect Bertram Goodhue had enlisted the assistance of painters and sculptors and other artists to adorn the building both inside and out. These artistic embellishments depicted the history of science through a variety of iconography and, in addition to the architecture itself, contributed to a sense of place and identity for the Academy. Later, in 1979, the Academy would continue this visual tradition by dedicating the Albert Einstein Memorial in honor of the centennial of the great scientist's birth. The monument depicts Einstein in casual clothing, seated on a three-step bench of white granite from North Carolina. The bronze figure, weighing approximately 4 tons, is 12 feet in height. In its left hand, the figure holds a paper with mathematical equations summarizing three of Einstein's most important scientific contributions: the photoelectric effect, the theory of general relativity, and the equivalence of energy and matter. Tourists who visit the monument often can't resist climbing up into Einstein's lap. It's not uncommon to see groups of children posing around him for photographs. The monument's approachability has made it one of the favorite memorials in Washington, D.C. Now, if you were to walk around behind the monument, you would see three quotations from Einstein engraved on the bench where the figure is seated. One of these quotes, preserved here in stone, directly addresses the Academy's mission to act as advisors to the nation on issues of science. Einstein wrote, "The right to search for truth implies also a duty. One must not conceal any part of what one has recognized to be true."